Today's learning should be a little nishmas of chayim luzer b'shem shanah yomayshu in the neil rifka bas moishe Israel samanach haroishu b'schus for shleim chayim moishu malka in bracha b'sar malka for malchi yitzchak ben fegel din and schus for all those in around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding siman reish tzadikei havdala she'oisa shliach tziva. The havdala back then was a minig, and some places still have the minig today. We find in the more Ashkenaz places where they have a minig where they still make havdala. Matzah Shabbos and Shul. We touched upon this a little bit by Kiddush, where there was a minhag. There's a minhag some places that they make Kiddush and Shul, but many of the places they do not have this minhag anymore. And we'll see why that has changed. However, before we get into the actual Mechaber, the Rama actually starts over here before Sif Aleph. Says the Rama. We say v'hinayam after davening. V'say the kedusha ba'arichas kedei la'achar say the kedusha. We also say the uvalatzion starting from a few lines into it. She'oz chayzer rishayim le'gehenim, because at that point the rishayim go back to the gehenim. Now we've touched a few times upon this rishayim going back to gehenim. We said don't drink water bein hashmashos because then rishayim go back to gehenim. We say Vahurachim because then we go back to now we say Vihinayam and Uvalatzion because that's when the Shoyin got back to Gehenim. So the seems that when you look in, this is hard for us to fully comprehend, understand a lot of this. Is Alpi Kabbalah, but it seems that there's different stages of going back to Gehenim. So there's a certain part of, so to speak, the neshama that goes back at one point, another point, and another point. So that's the only way to really so that to really understand it. So Enochanama, we delay, we don't drink the water then because that's when they're going back to Gehenim. We say the Bhurachim because that's when they're going back, and we say the Vihinayim because that's when they're going back. So there's this different stages in it. But regardless, our meaning is to say Vihinayim. We'll see there's a lot of other deeper meanings in that, why we say that on Matzah Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabur before we go to the rest of the Ramah. And we say the Pasuk Oirech Yomim twice, right? Ayin Sham Tor, Ayin Sham Atam. What's the reason? The reason brought down is because there's certain Shemus that are in that Pasuk, and by saying it twice, it you complete certain Shemus. You have to say it standing. Some places talk have a minhag sitting, but general minhag is to stand. There are places that do not say in Avos house. So you start from Yeshiv. We start with Vatakadish. It says the time of Geula is not by night. Ulchain gamba nizoisperisi ain oimul fisha smuchim hain ladadi b'seif yishayo. Those two psukim are next to each other in seif yishayo, so the meaning is not to say it. Umashe kosov shayim ba'arichos. What does it mean to say it ba'arichos? Hainu b'ne'imas koil with a sweet voice. Kadeshius arech ma'at yoyis. It should take a little bit long. We shouldn't run through the vihinayam and the va'ati kadesh. It should be done slowly. Ula akiv roshayim lachsa l'gehenim. You hold back the Rishonim from going back from Gehenim. The Acha Yeshlimu Yisrael and Sidrayim Nimsheches Kedusha Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos is extended. Now the Rama also brings down in Resh Tzadik Gimel that by extending it, we're also being Moisef Michael El Shkodesh. Now over here, even though we said Havdalah by Shemayin Esra, but the same concept. There's different levels of leaving the Kedusha Shabbos and going into the weekday. So yes, anytime we said Avdalah, but at this point we're still not doing Malacha. So therefore, there is this concept of extending Shabbos. For Achikach Chozim L'Gehenim, Kama Shomer Chazal, the Mamatzah Shabbos, the Matzah Shabbos, Tzoyik HaMemuna Al HaRuchais, the one who's in charge of the Ruchais, he's calls out, Chizru l'gehenim, go back to Gehenim, Shekvar Shlimo, Yisrael, Sidrayim, Klai Yisrael has finished their davening. Okay, let's go back to Rima over here. Ubizmancha ein oimrim vihinayim. There's certain weeks we don't say vihinayim. Kigoyim, the most practical case of when we don't say vihinayim, is shachal yontiv bashavua, that there's one day of the week that is yontiv. Ein oimrim sayin the kedusha, v'oimrim v'yitin l'cha. The v'yitin l'cha, you do say. Let's see Mishnah Berurah, then shachal yontiv. Heinu, afilu chal b'yayim shishi, even if yontiv falls out on Friday to be ina, and we need shekala shavu yirala malacha. We need the whole week to be work days. Mishum diksev, but in the vihinayim it says umaisi yadenu kainu, the works of our hands should be nischainen on us. We should be successful. Vedafke yontiv. So therefore, if there, we'll touch upon this more in a moment. But therefore, since if there's a day of the week that we're not allowed to work, we don't say the vihinayim. Vidafka Yantav Gomer, only if it's a Yantav Gomer, Aval Purim, a Erev Pesach Shechal B'mei Achol, let's say Erev Pesach is Friday, Ein Lamnoyim Lamnoyim Vihinoyim, you can still say Vihinoyim, but Matzah Shabbos Lefanav in the prior Matzah Shabbos. Now, what does that have to do with the fact that we don't work? So we explain that we don't work, since we say Umasi Yadenu, Kainu Na'aleinu, and there's a day that we don't work, so therefore we don't say Vihinoyim. But the bottom line is, let's say Yantav is Friday. Right, so I'm working 4 other days, 5 other days that week. Right, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I could work. So why am I not saying Vihinayim? So there's different reasons brought down, but the one reason that I saw is that when keeps us going, what gives us success during the week, what protects us during the week, what gives us success during the week, is the kedusha of Shabbos, kedusha of the Shabbos before, and the kedusha of Shabbos afterwards. Right? Comes Matzah Shabbos, we say, Vihinayim, we just finished the Shabbos, get us through to the next week. If I have Yontav during that week, right? So I have a Kedusha during the week, and I would say Vihinayim, to a certain degree, it's degrading to the Yontav because I'm ignoring the fact that I have a Yontav during the week that's helping me out. So therefore, whenever there's a day that's Yontav during the week that you can't work, we don't say the Vihinayim because it would be like a pchisa. We say, "Oh, I still need the Shabbos. The Yontav doesn't help me," and therefore we don't say Vihinayim on the Shabbos of Hazos. So, then we said, "Say the Kiddush Vihinayim Shayach LeMelachas HaMikdash." This capital Vihinayim is connected to the Melachas HaMikdash. Why? Sheboy Berach Moshe Yisrael B'Shosh Hashem Melachas HaMishkan. When they finished the Melacha of the Mishkan, that was the bracha that Hashem, that Moshe gave to Klal Yisrael, and that brought the Shekhinah down. And therefore, we start the Ata Kadosh Yoshev Tehillas Yisrael. You are holy, and you're Yoshev Tehillas Yisrael. You are Yoshev with Klal Yisrael, which was what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu gave that bracha of Vihinayim. Once we're not saying Vihinayim, therefore the whole thing is left out. Those are stuff that's printed in the Siddur after Ma'ariv, and says Rama, you should be saying V'yitin every week, even if there's a week that you don't say V'hinayim. So now we'll go to the Mechaber Sif Aleph Mavdol. So the reason for saying the minig where it came from that they said Havdalah in Shul, it's because there are people who didn't have wine. You didn't have wine, you don't have what to make Havdalah on, you don't have what to make Havdalah on. So therefore they would make Havdalah and Shul, which is the obvious reason why at this point this minig is not so prevalent, because generally it's not the issue. People have wine, Chamar Medina, grape juice, they have something at home that they can make Havdalah on. Says Rima, before we get to the let's just see a short Mishabrovia. If you do have wine, you should be yotz in your house. You should be yotz everybody over there. Okay, so let's go back to Rima over here. So on Matzah Shabbos, the minig is that you should mention Eliyahu Hanavi. So if you look at the Zmiris of Malava Malka, maybe we all have to tie any mascara yet. We all have to be better. We'll get there soon, and certainly with the singing of the Zmiris. So there's a whole shtickle over there. Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Atishbi. So whenever we went to Malka and Yeshiva, they sang that song. So that is one of the Zmiris that the Rama is telling us we should say on Matzah Shabbos. Lispalel, it's part of Matzah Shabbos with davening that Eliyahu HaNavi should come and tell us that Mashiach is here. So why dafka Matzah Shabbos? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Issa Be'erev, and the Gemara in Erev brings down. Muftach le'en li'Yisrael she'en Eliyahu ba lo'y ba'ar v'shabbosis v'lo'y ba'ar v'yom tovim. The Mashiach is not Eliyahu Navi. He's not going to come on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Yontif. Why? Because it's the people are going to stop their preparations for Shabbos. Other pshatim is that they're not going to have time. They're too busy with preparing for Shabbos. Too busy preparing for Shabbos. Eliyahu Navi is not coming. But Alkain, therefore, Anu Mispalim, Kev, and Shabbos Yachalav. He said, okay. And I understand, Rabbi Hashem, you told me that Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on Friday because you don't want to disturb my Shabbos. And there's a whole shaila, can Mashiach come on Shabbos or not? But let's go with the assumption that he cannot come on Shabbos. The Yachalavai, so therefore now Shabbos is passing, he can come. Sheyavi v'yasrein, come and tell us that the Geula Shleim is here. So therefore, immediately on Matzah Shabbos, so we had this period of time from Friday till Matzah Shabbos that Eliyahu HaNavi couldn't come. So what do we do now? Now it's back to the moment that Eliyahu HaNavi could come. So we daven Hashem, Eliyahu should come and be mevaseros that the Geula is coming. Ve'ayin bal yirav shekasev. Da'medaktim oimer gam shar pizmonim v'shirim kasher hametzuyim etzleinu. You shouldn't just sing that one. There's other zmiras over there. Ve'roi l'zoi loimer rabbeinu shalom. Pachal as shu azayis. There's a whole rabbeinu shalom that's printed at the end of the zmiras on Matzah Shabbos. Kihubi Yishalmi, it's brought down in the Yishalmi, Vitor Simon Resh Tzadik Tes, Yesh Mekayim Shemadlikim Neiros Bemekayim Oivol, that you would light candles on in dark places. The Ayidei Zeh Zachol Shaul Melucha. What we'll ask David Stern to give us a synopsis in the Navi share, but because of Shaul HaMelech lighting candles on Matzah Shabbos, that's what brought him to be Zeichet to the Melucha. Of course, we know that in Mendaktik and Neiris, you have Tvan of Tamid Chachamim and many other schools that come out of it. We'll see later on. He brings down that it's also like you're being Malava, the Malka, right? When you leave Shabbos, right, you're escorting the Malka out. Normally, when you do that, you don't do it in a dark place. You light up the room. You light candles. The meaning to light candles on Matzah Shabbos. Many people light the candles by Havdalah. Besides the Havdalah candle, you also light two candles with it. Then you keep those candles burning. And if they're still burning by the time you come to Lava Malki, you can take those candles and put them on your table or light other ones. Says the Mechaber Simon Reish Tzadik Vav. We'll just get started over here for a few moments. Say the Avdala, what is the order of Avdala? So this now we're talking about the Avdala when you come home. Yayin, Besamim, Ner, Avdala, V'simanech, Yavne. Right, the word Yavne. Yayin, Besamim, Ner, Avdala. Right, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Say the Avdala, Hine. Harambam is a very important fundamental question over here. Hine, Harambam Sefer, the mitzvahs, Havdalah hi dvar Torah k'may Kiddush. That the chiyuv of Havdalah is a deraisa, just like Kiddush. V'hu b'chlal zochas yom Shabbos l'katshe. You have to remember the yom Shabbos l'katshe. Zetzorach liskar l'katshe, mem b'knisase, mem b'yitzase. How do I say that it's special? Both when it comes in and when it goes out. B'knisa b'kiddush, when it comes in is with the Kiddush. U'b'yetziyah, when it's leaving, b'havdalah. Loimesh yihu muvdal b'kiddusha, b'roish u'b'soif m'shayamim. It's separated with Kedusha from the days before it and from the days afterwards. However, but yes, there's other Rishonim, Shumi Divrei Seifrim, that it's only the Rabbanim, Asmechu Akra, and the Chachamim were Seimachin on a Pasek. V'tzarech Liyais Gam Ken B'Kais K'may B'Kiddush, regardless whether you hold it to the Raisa or the Rabbanon, it has to be done ala Kais, V'im Hivdol B'Tvilo, when you said Havdalah, by davening Kulam Havdalah ala Kais Rabbanon. So this, everyone agrees that the Havdalah we make at home is a Rabban. So in this way, it's a shtickle different than the Kiddush. By Kiddush by Friday night, we went through the Shaila, are you Yotze with the Kiddush by davening? But ultimately came out that being that people don't have a mind to be Yotze with the Kiddush by davening because you're going to make Kiddush at home. The Ikka Daraisa Kiddush is at home when you come home. Unless you specifically had a mind, because you knew you maybe wouldn't have Kiddush, you wouldn't have wine. Unless you specifically had a mind by davening that you're being Yotze, your Daraisa of Kiddush, then you're yotze with your kiddush by night. However, when it comes to Avdala, hakol moedim, that the machlokes is there a deraisa or is there not a deraisa of kiddush? But hakol moedim, that the Havdalah by Shmaya Esra, you were Yotzu Yoderaisa. If you forgot, if you skipped the Havdalah by Shmaya Esra, then you're Yotzu with the Havdalah ala kais. The machlokes is your first Havdalah, was that a Deraisa or was that a Derabanan? Okay, we'll stop over here, and then Emet Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.